Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacob.
Claude Bristol said this. He said, "Thought is the original source of all wealth, all success, all material gain, all great discoveries, inventions, and achievement." And I think that, you know, we don't always think about it intentionally to unpack it, but this is the obvious thing. A quality of our thinking creates quality results. That is it. The quality of our thinking creates quality results. And people who have achieved their dreams tend to think in a very different way. They tend to think in a very crazy way, which is something that we're going to unpack over the next few days. In As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, this is another statement that James Allen wrote, which I love. He says, "Good thoughts and actions can never produce bad results. Bad thoughts and actions can never produce good results." And so it's simply this, right? It's the law of sowing and reaping. If you sow an apple seed, don't expect an orange to grow. If you plant an acorn, don't expect a mushroom to grow. An oak is going to grow. And so whatever thoughts you plant are the results you will reap. So yesterday I asked you to think about, what are the thoughts? Where are your thought patterns? And it's important to think about this a little bit deeper, because we live in a space where we are bombarded by, let's just make these positive statements, you know, I can and I will. And it's just statements. They don't actually go to belief level. And so with that, we don't always believe it. And so we don't always reap the benefits of just positive chants. And so today we have to start to think about, what are the things that I need to be thinking about realistically, authentically? Because those are the things that's going to bring me change. And, you know, we believe many untruths. We learn to believe many untruths. We grow up in society that teaches us certain things. We've gotten programmed by radio, by TV, by, you know, people around us, by adults when we were kids, and school teachers. And sometimes those beliefs become limitations. So for today, I want you to think about, are there certain beliefs that were said to you by people in your life that you hold a lot of respect for? They are authority figures in your life, or in some way you held a high respect and regard for them. And the things they said to you was a bit limiting. You know, it was like, you'll never amount to much, or with that attitude, you'll never go far. And they spoke certain words into your life that has become a limitation. If I have to bring it back to today, they have sowed thoughts into your subconscious mind, into your spirit, and those results are what you're living today. And all we got to do now is to go and pull it out. We've got to go and pull out the weeds, because your mind, your heart is a garden. And I pray that you will start to fill your mind with things that are positive, that are true, that are noble, that are what God says about you.